hint, the sight, with your light. Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
Greetings, greetings, welcome to the Into the Cypher podcast. You know who it is. It's your boy, Cypher the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs, the Bronx brother from another mother. That's all, that's all, that's all. If you're new to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for dropping by. Give me about a minute or so. We're going to get right into it. You know, we got to get our disclaimers out the way. But if you've been rocking with me for a minute, continue to drop a mic on that like button if you're watching this on the YouTube channel. The Real Cypher TV. Continue to just subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for your support thus far. Every time we drop a new episode every Wednesday, you know, it's good to see, you know, it adding value to someone's life. So greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But of course, y'all want to get into the podcast, so we're going to get into it. Got to get our disclaimers out the way. I'm not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a family therapist. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a legal advisor or a financial guru of any kind. I don't have any doctorates or masters on my walls from Harvard. I am just a regular, say it with me now if you know it, Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving you the benefit of his experience, his observations of human nature. Shout out to MJ on this journey that we call life. And I say we, because I'm on this journey with you. And I realize you could have been anywhere in the world. You most likely are, but you're here with me. And I appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z.
It's the Rock.
All right. We got our disclaimers out the way. We can get into it. I told y'all 2024, gloves are going to be off. I can't sugarcoat things with y'all anymore. Too many suckers out here. Too many suckers out here, you know, sugarcoating it, trying to make everything smell like lilacs and lilies. Guess what? You got to stay sucker-free in a world full of lollipops. That's all I got to say. You got to stay sucker-free in a world full of lollipops. You got to live by that. I live by that. Trying to stay sucker free. Sometimes the suckers in or whatever. But the fact of the matter is this. Today's topic. There's a reason. The main reason why he stays. And this is just my personal opinion. The reason why he stays, ladies. You've been going through your relationship issues, your ups and downs as all relationships go and sort of stuff like that. True, I get it. I understand. It's always something he did or he didn't understand or blah, blah, blah. Okay. Sometimes you just make a bad choice. If you pick someone that just doesn't understand, then that's not his fault. He's being who he is. You thought he was going to be something else. It's like planting a watermelon seed in the ground and you trying to get apples. You're not going to get an apple tree from a watermelon seed. It's not going to happen. So it's not always the individual's fault. You got to accept them for who they are. Make better choices. But that's a topic of a different day. But there's a reason why in any given relationship, at any point in time, there's always going to be those ups and downs. And you wonder... You may wonder, like, what, like, why is he staying? Like his friends may ask, like, why are you still with her, dude? Like, why are you still in a relationship? Or whatever the case may be. And there's a reason. Now, I'm going to give you the reasons that you may come across perusing Google or the internet and whatever. There's always going to be, oh, it's dealing with childhood trauma. Not always, but that could be a factor. Maybe it's a mental, you know, maybe it's mental health issues. Maybe it's self-esteem issue. Maybe it's something that he doesn't feel valued except with you, And that's why he's staying. Even though he may not be happy, he may be miserable. Guess what? That may be true. It could be, oh, maybe he's just attracted to toxicity. And let's face it, some of you females out there are toxic. Y'all just don't want to call yourself toxic. You know, whatever. You know, bad attitude, negativity all the time, drama, whatever. Come on. Come on. You're going to attract what you put out. So you put out those behaviors, those patterns of behaviors. If that's what he's used to, then guess what? Why should he go anywhere? But those are often the reasons that you see on the internet. That's the picture that society wants to paint. That's the picture that those that view men in a certain light, that's what they want to put. It's always something about him in a negative sense. It's always something negative. And I sit there and I wonder why. Like, why does it have to be negative? Why can't he just love the person that he's with? I know it's uncanny. I know you've all been watching movies and TV shows and things of that nature where a man has to be a man and sleep with all these types of women and all this sort of stuff. Listen, not every man has the father from Coming to America, Prince Hakeem. Every man is not Prince Hakeem trying to sow his royal oats or whatever. No. For the most part, and I've said this before in previous episodes, and I'll keep saying it, because I've come across men who are in long-term committed relationships. You know, they can confess that they've had their ups and downs, their arguments, maybe even separations. But they found to make it work. Why? Most men may run and leave and, you know, tuck their tail behind their legs, you know, pick up their ball and go home, so to speak, or whatever. You know, sometimes if just like a woman can get fed up, a man can get fed up. But we're talking about, why is he staying? Why is he staying in the relationship if he is unhappy, or if he is trying to, like, what exactly is he fighting for? What is he fighting for? What is so important to him that he is staying in this relationship? And the main reason is this, ladies. It may seem unbelievable at first. It may seem unfathomable. Unfathomable. We're using our SAT words here, people. Come on. I told you gotta use them before they expire. You thought I was playing? Unfathomable. It may be just hard to believe that the main reason, and I can almost hear the ladies getting pen and paper and ready to call BS on what I'm about to say, but they want to write it down because they want to notate the day time that I said this. The main reason why he stays, ladies, the main reason why your man stays is because he is as invested in the relationship as you are. There, I said it. Now, before you kind of just brush me aside and be like, you know what, I'm a swipe left on this guy. Whoa, slow your biscuits and your rolls. I've said this before, men want the same thing in a relationship that most women want. Men want to be valued. Men want to be appreciated. Men want to be made to feel like they have worth, like what they do matter. They don't want to be viewed as, just because I am a man, that I am just a provider and that is it. That I'm just supposed to give and that is it. That I'm just here to open jars that you can't open, or kill bugs, or fix things, or just be a resource to everyone, but not be looked at as someone who has feelings, or someone who has, you know, a heart or in a mind, and maybe feel vulnerable at times. And I've said this plenty of times, men want the same things in a relationship that most women want. Most men want this. And why do they stay in relationships that they're in? Because they're invested in the relationship. A man has to be made to feel that he matters, just the same way that a woman say, you know what? I need to feel loved. I need to feel that I matter. I need to feel that I'm important. I need to feel that I'm not being taken for granted. So why would a man not want the same things? The main reason is this. Men are not viewed that way. Women, most women, have been taught that a man is this. Underline period. A man is supposed to do these things. Underline. Whatever you want to put there, whatever you've been told from a little girl growing up into womanhood. A man is supposed to. A man should. My favorite, a real man does. A real man says. And yet, most of the time, most of the men that you ladies disregard, push to the side, don't want, feel, are beneath you, are really the ones, the hidden gems, that would go to the ends of the earth for you. I'm sure there's some of you that have had some regrets about some guy that you, passed on, got with another dude that treated you like gum on a shoe. Just treated you so horribly wrong. And then you thought about Kevin or Daniel or John or Micah. Just coming up with names here. That he was always there to listen to you when you had problems. That was there to motivate you when you had doubts. That was always there to push you when you needed those, that little bit of motivation. Was always there to brighten up your day. But yet you felt that he was too nice. Air quotes, let me put them up there. Too nice. I would walk all over him. I've actually heard that before. I've actually heard a woman said that about a guy. I would walk over him. He's too sweet. He's too nice. First and foremost, you are the red flag. If you are already thinking that you would walk over this man simply because he was too nice, then that means you yourself, that's just the type of person that you are. You just want to walk all over people. The main thing that I really hate to hear a woman say is he has to be a real man to handle me. Handle what? What? He has to be a real man to handle you? Why? Who has that amount of time? Who has that amount of energy to want to handle anyone? If you're putting up that much of a fight, if you're that much into yourself, that you bring that much drama and just bad vibes to a relationship, you don't need to be in a relationship. I'm just being honest. You don't need to be in a relationship if you have to feel that you have to be this type of person and that someone else has to put up with you and handle you to show that they want to be with you. I mean, most people try to avoid drama as much as possible. I know some people are attracted to it, both men and women. Some people are attracted to it, but for the most part, most men be like, listen, forget that. I don't have time for that. Most men do not have time for that. But if he has been in a relationship with a woman for, let's say, 2 years or more, he's pretty well invested. We're not talking about 3 to 6 months where you're just, quote unquote, getting to know each other and you know, calling each other stupid pet names and all that sort of stuff. And you know, trying to eat out every night, trying to, you know, spend your money that you don't have, that you need to be saving and investing so you can maybe build something later on down the line if it's going to be that serious. But 2-3 years go by. That's when your representatives, for the most part, have been given, you know, their severance pay. They're on permanent vacations. And if you don't know what a representative is, you go back to one of my previous episodes and things of that nature when I talk about the representatives there. But that representative is that person that talks for you, is a representation of you when you're getting to know someone for those first couple of dates, weeks, months, or whatever. And slowly they phase out because the real you starts to come out. The real you starts to come out. You know, you don't ask those necessary questions at the beginning of a relationship to really know if you're wasting your time or not. You're not asking those types of questions that let you know where this person actual, you know, where their mind is or anything such as that. Guess what? The representative now is on a permanent vacation. Who you see before you is who you have in front of you. But when you are in that relationship mode and you're going through your, you know, now you're going through those down moments where you're having your first fight or your first argument, and you know, you don't see eye to eye and all this sort of stuff. And depending on exactly what the topic is, of course, it's like, okay, is this going to make or break us? More than likely not. Unless you know, keep arguing about the same thing over and over and over again, then it's like, okay, at some point, after a while, you have to ask, as a man, okay, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I in this relationship? Why do I, what am I fighting for? Am I the only one fighting for us? Am I fighting for something that is destined to fail? Or is there something to salvage? These are the things that run through most men's minds when they come to that point there. Because at some point, ladies, at some point, I'm going to give you another nugget here. At some point, if there's any type of eye wandering or even infidelity on his part, it, whatever prompted it to enter into his mind, happened way before. It wasn't something spur of the moment. It wasn't one of those that just happened. The seeds were planted weeks, months, maybe even years prior. Because, again, if he is as invested, and most men are, ladies, you know, if that man has been chasing you, if he chased you and wanted to make sure that you were happy every single day, bought you things that you know, from your favorite snacks to, you know, you wanted tickets to go see, you know, Usher, $18,000 a seat. Sorry, Usher, again, I can't see paying $18,000 a seat, my boy. Please forgive me. These are my confessions. But no, if your guy, if the man that you love is saying, hey, yo, she wants to go see Usher, I'm going to work extra shifts. I might even dip in my 401k just to make sure she has tickets to go see Usher. I'll be in the parking lot while she's sitting in that $18,000 seat because I'm not spending $36,000 to see Usher. But let's face it. Let's face it. I'm being facetious, but if you know to what extent that man has gone to the limits for you, tries to make you feel special, try to do those little things that a lot of women overlook. because they're looking for the grandeur. They're looking for the home run hit out the park rather than taking the singles, rather than taking, you know, the doubles. Yeah, I'm using sports terms on you here. Rather taking the 5-yard pass and taking it 15 yards, they want to throw the football 40, 50 yards down the field and go for the big strike. No, you take those little steps. You take those little wins and you build to the big wins, and you appreciate those little wins more because they happen more frequently than the larger wins. They happen way more frequently than the cruises to Turks and Caicos or the flights to Jamaica or anything such as that. Hey, cool. But if there's any type of faltering on his part, that's not to say that excuses him, of course not. But if up until that point he has been committed, he has been faithful, he has been all about you, all about improving, all about making the relationship better and better, the seeds were planted well before any type of stumbles or falls occurred. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love you or he didn't love you whenever he was doing what he was doing, by no means. And of course, his actions may not mirror that, but those seeds were planted well before. The conversations that he didn't feel that he was getting, the attention that he didn't feel that he was getting from you. And all it takes is, you know, listen here, he's going to see other women, you know, look at him or compliment him on, you know, whatever cologne he wears, you know, because there are women out there who want what they don't have or think they can't have. So these are the women that may try a little harder to get his attention and tell him he's handsome and he smells good and his woman better treat him right and this, that, and the third, because if she had him, she would do this, that, and the third or whatever. And he hears it and like, yeah, okay, whatever. All right, whatever. I got a good woman at home. Boom, boom, boom. But if he doesn't feel that he can come talk to you about anything that is on his mind that's bothering him, maybe that childhood trauma that the internet throws out there that is the cause for a lot of men just being so unhappy in relationships, maybe it's a mental issue that he's dealing with that he's never confided in anyone, even you, regarding it. That the internet is, oh my gosh, men this, men that. Maybe it's his low self-esteem, and maybe he's just attracted to toxicity and blase blase. Come on. The bottom line is this. We all have to make the best choices for ourselves. We have to make the best choices as far as compatibility, as far as who is going to complement us, who is going to complete us. I'm a piece of a puzzle. She is a piece of a puzzle. How are we going to complement each other? How are we going to complement each other to form a picture, a beautiful picture from these pieces? And the only way to do that for a lot of men is that they know that they are invested in the relationship. It's not that they don't love. It's not that they don't care. They're invested in the relationship. That doesn't mean that the relationship is irrevocably broken. Irrevocably. Come on. SAT words, people. We're using them out here in these streets. But the fact of the matter is, he keeps trying. He keeps making an effort. Again, he is as invested in the relationship as most of you ladies are. He is invested. He just has to feel that you are as invested as he is. Makes you think, makes you wonder, right? Definitely make sure that you share this podcast with someone that may need it. They may need some motivations, a push, or anything like that. Because we want to make sure that we are helping someone get through their next day to be the best versions of themselves. And as always, thank you so much for joining me today on the Enter the Cypher podcast. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing, the Bronx Dawn, Cypher.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...